Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with a My Lowe's Rewards credit card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Let's see, 28th, 29th, I think. Yeah, we're not in October just yet. We're getting close. Okay. Let's see. The first word is breakable. B-R-E-A-K-A-B-L-E. Adjective from 1570. Capable of being broken. Breakable is a noun. Next is breakage. Noun from 1769. One. Loss due to things broken. 2a. The action or an instance of breaking. 2b. A quantity broken. Next is breakaway, first form, noun from 1881. 1a. One that breaks away. 1b. A departure from or rejection of, as a group or tradition. 2a. A play, as in hockey, in which an offensive player breaks free from the defenders and rushes towards the goal. It's very exciting. 2b, a sudden acceleration by one or more bicyclists pulling away from the pack in a race. 3, an object made to shatter or collapse under pressure or impact. Second form of breakaway, adjective from 1927. 1, favoring independence from an affiliation. Synonym is seceding, S-E-C-E-D-I-N-G, as in a breakaway faction formed a new party. 2. Made to break, shatter, or bend easily, as in breakaway road signs for highway safety. 3a. Of relating to or resulting from a breakaway, as in a breakaway goal. 3b. Allowing or having an ability to execute a breakaway, as in breakaway speed. Now we have breakaway again. It is two words this time. I should have mentioned the other ones were one word. This is an intransitive verb from 1535. 1. To detach oneself, especially from a group. Get away. Number 2. To depart from former or accustomed ways. 3. To pull away with a burst of speed. Now we have break beat, two words, noun from 1985. A repetitive drum pattern in hip-hop and dance music. Also, music based on break beats. And this is from the second form of the word break, the solo musical passage. Which, can I find that very quickly? Probably not. I remember seeing it, if you wanted to know which one exactly it is, but I don't think I'm going to be able to find it quick enough. Oh my God, this stress. Oh, here, 5H, a usually solo instrumental passage in jazz, folk, or popular music. Okay, moving on. 2, breakbone fever. Breakbone is one word. Noun from 1855, and we have the synonym, I think it's dengue, D-E-N-G-U-E. Yes, I've heard of dengue fever, so that's also called breakbone fever. Sounds bad. Next is break dancing, two words, noun from 1982. Dancing, in which solo dancers perform acrobatics that involve touching various parts of the body, as the back or head, to the ground. I just love definitions like this. Break dance with a hyphen is a verb. Break dancer with a hyphen is a noun. And this is also possibly from that solo passage from the second form of break. Also from break beat, which is the one I just read. Now we have break down one word, noun from 1827. One, the action or result of breaking down, as 1A, a failure to function. 1B, failure to progress or have effect. Synonym is disintegration, as in a breakdown of negotiations. 1C, a physical, mental, or nervous collapse. 1D, the process of decomposing. 1E, division into categories. Synonym is classification. And then it says also, an account analyzed into categories. 2, a fast shuffling dance. Also, the music for such a dance. Breakdown. All right, now we are on the last word, which is breakdown again. This one is two words. Verb from the 14th century. First is transitive. 1A, to cause to fall or collapse by breaking or shattering. 1B, to make ineffective, as in break down legal barriers. 2A, to divide into parts or categories. 2B, to separate, as a chemical compound, into simpler substances. Synonym is decompose. Yep, that is what is going to happen to every living thing ever, even all of us people. We are going to decompose into our chemical compounds, and then they can be reused by new other living things that will then go through the same process. Okay, next is 2C, to take apart, especially for storage or shipment, and for later reassembling. Now we have the intransitive verb definitions. 1A, to stop functioning because of breakage or wear. 1B, to become inoperative or ineffective. Synonym is fail, as in negotiations broke down. 1C, to fail in strength or vitality, as in her health broke down. 1D, to succumb to mental or emotional stress, as in broke down and cried. Everybody needs a good cry now and again. 1E, to lose one's resolve. Synonym is give in, as in finally broke down and bought a computer. Number 2 is talking about horses. To severely injure the supporting ligament or bones of the fetlock joint. Fetlock joint must be something specific in a horse. Why breakdown is specifically about that, I don't understand, but okay. 3A, to be susceptible to or undergo analysis or subdivision, as in the statistics break down like this. 3B, to undergo decomposition. And then at the end, we have a synonym. It's the word analyze. So we had breakable, breakage, breakaway, breakaway, breakbeat, breakbone fever, breakdancing, breakdown, and breakdown. I'm going to pick breakdancing as the word of the episode. I could never do it. I tried. There's video of me trying to do it when I was maybe 5 years old. There's also video from the same day of my cousin, who's like 3 years older than me, also trying to do it. He's much better, but he also could not breakdance. He thought he could. He couldn't. Let's see. So that's what I got to say for today, and we will say more for tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.